in very explicit terms, but it's quite obvious to see once you read the text closely. Jesus had a group of people around him that were disciples. They were people wanting to learn from him. And this group encompassed roughly around 100 to 120 people at any given point. Obviously, Jesus spoke to larger groups of 5,000 and 4,000, and we have recorded evidences of that. But basically, he had a group around him that was around 100 to 120. The real core evidence of this is described accurately in Acts chapter 1, where they were gathered in the upper room, basically seeking God to help them after what they perceived was the end of an era in their particular lives in Jesus' ministry on earth, which they know he had ascended, but they were waiting for the Holy Spirit to come upon them. And so we see that number of about 110 to 120 people gathered in that upper room, and that was probably his discipleship. Now, within that discipleship, there were those he called out to be apostles. They are the leaders. They are the ones that are going to really make the impact in the world. Now, that doesn't mean disciples won't do any good or that disciples are useless. No, it's just the difference between what we would probably call Indians and chiefs, or what we would call, you know, the sheep and the shepherd, or, you know, what we would call the CEO and the common worker. And there are people who are called to lead, and these 12 men who he called initially into his out of his discipleship into their apostleship were the leaders, and they were the ones who would eventually receive the training that he would give them, the education, the experiential knowledge that he would inject into them by what he did and said in their ministries, that would take them on to be leaders and what we would now call as classical leaders of the church, pastors. And I'm going to try to avoid that word for a little bit until we really see what that means. And so we see that Jesus calls his disciples. There are several points you can see duplicative pastors, passages of scripture,